Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Father, we are grateful, we are thankful. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for making way for us to be here. Thank you, Lord, for all the forces that were against us, even to prevent us from coming here. Lord, we thank you that you lifted up your hand and you made way. We pray, Lord, that your Spirit will minister to us, speak to us individually. May we hear you as we have come to your house. Holy Spirit, have your way amongst us. Guide us into all truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord and sit on top of your enemy. And we are continuing our message on labor to be blessed, labor not to be rich. Labor to be blessed, labor not to be rich. And our subtopic is labor for a blessing. Labor for a blessing. Hallelujah. We've been talking about laboring for a blessing, to work for a blessing. Hallelujah. And we have gone through some few points. What are some of the things we can do we can labor in to have blessings? Hallelujah. And then we have established that it is worth working for a blessing. Amen. It is worth working for a blessing more than working for money. Hallelujah. Many people, or majority of people, when they are working, when they are exerting energy, when they are spending energy, when they are putting their time in something, it is for money. Hallelujah. It is for money. But we are learning that it is better to labor for a blessing. Hallelujah. It is better to labor for a blessing. And we have established that money is a subset of a blessing. Do you understand? That you can work for money and just have money and lose all the other things that you need to even enjoy the money that you have. I hope you understand what I'm sharing with you. However, you can also choose to work for a blessing or work for blessings which will encompass money and all the other things that you need to enjoy the money. Hallelujah. Because the scripture in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22, it says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And then it says, and he added no sorrow to it. He adds no sorrow to it. You can have money with a lot of sorrow. You can have money and never be happy. Now, I don't think there's anyone here who will want to have money and never be happy. And I believe that everyone here, your goal in working hard to have money is because you want to be happy. You don't want the sorrow. Are you listening? You don't want the sorrow. You want to have money and be able to enjoy it. To enjoy something is not sorrow. To enjoy something is not sadness. You want to have money and be happy. But you can have money. There are people who have loved money and they have pierced themselves with many sorrows. So that is the potential with just seeking for money, just working for money. You can pierce yourself with many sorrows. But the Bible says you can rather work for blessing, because the blessing of the Lord, it has no sorrow with it. Now, it makes you rich. I don't see any reason, if you are offered these two, that you say, I'll choose this rather than blessing. Who would want to choose money that comes with many sorrows, rather than choose blessings that will give you money without sorrow? It will give you money without sorrow. It will give you money without sickness. Hallelujah. It will give you money without the associated cancer that they said you cannot enjoy it. It will give you money with associated misery, divorce, disappointment. Is somebody listening? Rather than choose a blessing and not have any of the sorrows. So we are learning of the things that will give us blessings. What can we do in our lives that we can accumulate blessings? Amen. And we said, number one, labor for a blessing by keeping his commandments. Labor for a blessing by keeping the commandments of God. Hallelujah. Number two, we said, labor for a blessing by paying your tithes. Labor for a blessing by paying your tithe. Hallelujah. Tithe paying, or paying your tithe, is one of the main ways that you accumulate blessings. Hallelujah. It says, and all nations, those who pay tithes, it says, all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. God says, bring in your tithe, and I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. This is a promise of God. God's word, they are yea and they are amen. God is not a man that he should lie. God does not lie. He says, bring in all the tithe, and I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. He will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing by bringing in all the tithe. You didn't hear that word. There's a word in the statement that I made. Is it bring in what? All the tithe. God is true to his word. And if you fulfill his word, he will fulfill his part of this promise. He said, bring in all the tithe. And you know that you have not brought in all the tithe. You have not brought in all the tithe. But God is saying, you try me. He said, try me. He says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now. Try. Prove me now. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. That is the condition that you are brought in all the tithe. All the tithe. Hallelujah. So the reason why you have not experienced this blessing is because you have not fulfilled your part, which is bring all. Not every other pay, not every other income, but all of it. And I tell you, people who are faithful with their tithes, they are blessed. I'm telling you. Beloved, listen to me. People who are faithful, they fulfill the scripture, they are blessed. They are blessed. You can't believe it because you have not tried. He said, prove me. Prove me. But you try and then you can't. But he says, prove me. People who are faithful to the word of God, and they pay their tithe faithfully, they are blessed. Amen. They are blessed. I'm telling you. I want you to challenge yourself, 2024. Get out of the situation that you are in by being faithful. He says, prove me now, hear it, say the Lord, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Have you experienced that ever? That you don't have enough room to receive your blessing? Have you come to that situation? Have you come to that situation where you don't lack anything? It's possible. It is possible. I said, people who are faithful with their tithes, they are blessed. They are blessed. Amen. So you need to be faithful with your tithe. You need to give your tithe and prove the Lord that He is indeed faithful. He's indeed faithful. You have a couple and you are hurting your spouse. You are not faithful with your tithe. Your spouse is being faithful, but you are not faithful. So you say the two shall be one. But you are not faithful. You know you are not faithful with your tithe. You are not faithful with your tithe. Amen. But I'm telling you that God is prepared to bless everyone who is faithful to His word, to bring in a tithe. Hallelujah. It is worth paying a tenth to the Lord to fulfill the scripture and receive the blessing than the few $1,000 that you keep in your bank account that you would hold. I'm telling you, it is worth it. It is worth being faithful and giving the Lord what is His and prove Him. You watch and see what He will do. That is prove me. Amen. Amen. Because you see, one of the big problems that many of us have is when our salaries increase. When your salary increases, then the tide looks too big for you. You see, then it looks too big for you. When you work extra and you have made extra money, and then you look at how much goes to the tithe, then it looks too big for you. Then you postpone next week, maybe next month. And then sometimes you say, I will pay. I will pay. I will pay. And then you don't, and then the next salary comes, then you pay that one. So you say, I said I will pay, and I have paid. But it says, bring in all the tithe. All the tithe. And that is why you don't experience the open heaven blessing. The open heaven blessing. Amen. Amen. But this increased salary, it has not added much to you. You can't say you are blessed. Because the scripture also teaches us in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 11 that when goods increase, the eaters also increase. The eaters are the ones who take your salary. The reason why you don't have so much, even though your salary has increased, is because there are eaters. There are people who eat your salary. There are things which eat your salary. But look at the next verse. Go back to Malachi, the scripture, chapter 3, verse 11. It says, and I will rebuke the devourer. These are the eaters. This is God. He says, I will rebuke, that means I will silence the devourers. Your goods have increased. There will be many devourers. Have you not noticed? Have you not noticed that when you work extra time and the big paycheck comes, it follows with many other things that will take it away? I'm not sure if you have noticed that. But that is what God works on. To rebuke the devourer. To rebuke the devourer. Hallelujah. So that is the promise of God. The next point, he says, labor for a blessing by serving God. Labor for a blessing by serving God. Hallelujah. The scripture we read was Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 and 26. Labor for a blessing by serving God. It says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. He shall bless thy bread and bless thy water, and I will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. Hallelujah. He says, there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Hallelujah. Serve God and he will bless you. So one of the things to do to get blessing is to serve God. Is to serve God. Hallelujah. When you serve God, he blesses you. He says in Job chapter 36 and verse 11, he says, if they obey and serve me, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity. Your days in prosperity. And your years not in sorrow, not in misery, but in pleasures. Your years, the number of years that you will live in pleasure. This is a promise of God. So serving God at blessings. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 13. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 13. You see, we are not saying don't work. Go to work. Do everything that brings money. Because God wants some too. He wants a tenth. He wants a tenth to bless you. Do everything. Are you listening? Do everything. In addition to that, work out. Work out your service to God. Do everything you can to serve God. It is work. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 13. He says, your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? What have we said that's against you? Ye have said, this is what God says, your words have been stout. It's like it's pinching, it's tinging. He says, how can Christians talk like that? This is how God feels, the way certain Christians speak. He says, what have we said that is against you? He says, you have said it. It is vain to serve God. It is vain to serve God means it's useless to serve God. These are Christians saying it is vain to serve God. And what profit it is that we have kept his ordinance. What have we received? We have come to church, serve God. What do we have? That is what Christians... He says, what profit it is that we have kept in his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts, that we come crying unto him, begging, weeping, sharing tears. He says, what have we gained from mournfully walking before the Lord? And now we call the proud happy. You see, because we see other people who don't go to church and they seem to be happy. You see them on Facebook with happy pictures, lying at the beach, doing all kinds of things, traveling everywhere, and you have not even been to the beach the whole of 2023. So we call these people proud people. We call them happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Our bosses don't go to church, but they hold their big positions. They are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Do you see? I heard of this person. He had an accident and he didn't. Look, this small thing, my leg. Look what he's doing to me. And this person doesn't even go to church. He doesn't serve God. Have you heard that before? You see, many Christians say this in their hearts. Many Christians. They say this in their hearts. You have not opened your mouth to say it's vain to serve God. But your action, the way you are relating to God and his church and his house, it shows. It shows. It shows. I know that you don't agree with me, but your actions show. Your actions demonstrate that you think it's vain to serve God. Many of you know that it is not vain to go to work. You know that there will be a paycheck. And you know that, how many of you at work, you have to clock in time? You have to clock in time of arrival. So they mark. And how many of you, when you go in late, deduct the time from your check? How many? You see, so you know that it's not vain to go to work on time. You know that it's not vain. So you make every effort to go to work on time. And sometimes you look at the time and it's 2 minutes for the time clock for your time. Maybe you start work at 9 a.m. and it's 8:58 and you are still. During the time of the pandemic when you have to check your temperature before you go inside the hospital, sometimes you go and there's a line. And then you see that people are holding the line because they do the thing and the temperature is not reading. And then you see that people have 2 minutes to put their hand to clock the time. They come and look at, what are you doing there that we cannot get your temperature? Just walk on, let's go. Sometimes I see people at the parking lot. They are trying to get into the parking lot and someone is stuck at the gate. At the gate. And the thing is not opening for the person. You see professionals angry. Ah, what are you doing there? Because, you see, and it shows that being on time is not in vain. Should I continue to say what I was going to say? Or you get a message? But you know that it's vain to come to church on time. There will be no doctrine. Is what have we gained? Coming on time. Or coming at all. If we are absent, they will not doct us. Are you listening? I'm preaching a good message. Some of you are workers in the church, but you come in. I don't know if you are a worker in the church to come and prepare. So we have not said it's vain to serve God, but our actions have shown that we are saying that it is vain to pay to serve God. And that is one of the reasons why many people don't even pay tithe. He says, the next verse, he says, then they that fear the Lord speak often one to another. This is how we talk to one another. Are you going to church today? It's raining on. I hear Reverend is calling for some meeting. I don't know. Because we are working the next day. Reverend Nas is calling for this meeting. You know, we are not closing. You see, so as you are sitting here, you have made up your mind. It's vain to serve God. It's vain. He says, and the Lord hearkened. That means, and he heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord. Your name is in the book of remembrance. I say, your name is in the book of remembrance. The Bible has said that it says, your labor in the Lord is never in vain. Don't say it's vain to serve God. It says, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. It's not in vain. So a book of remembrance, there is a book of remembrance. Everyone who is sitting here today is being written in the book of remembrance. Everyone who does something in the house of God is being written. So he said, in a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord and that brought upon his name. And they shall be mine. This is the people whose names are written in the book of remembrance. He says, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, when I select my precious ones, they shall be mine. I will keep them. If you are selected as God's jewels, you are precious. He keeps you well. He says, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. I tell you, a day will come, you see a difference. A day will come, you see a difference. A day is coming in your life, people will see a difference. They will see a difference that you have not served God in vain. They will see a difference. They will see a difference. You have worked out just serving God, gone through some suffering and difficulty, working out, traveling in the cold, in the rain, paying tolls, paying for gas, expensive, working when you are sleepy and still coming. You have worked the night before and you are still here. Look, serving God is difficult. If you are serving God with ease and it's just convenience, you have slept 8 hours and you're able to wake up and you are come. It's not hard work. It's not sacrificial. Amen. But a day will come when you will return and you will see a difference, clear difference between those who serve God and those who do not serve Him. So labor to become a blessed person by serving God. There is a great blessing for those who serve God. May you be accounted among the blessed ones who serve God. Say, I am in. Say, I am blessed because I serve God. Hallelujah. But serving God must not feel like an obligation. It must not feel like an obligation. Many of you serve God as an obligation. You feel, example, some of you, it's as if, you know, your service to God is someone bothering you. Some of you serve God as if, you know, we are worrying you. We are bothering you. Don't come to that situation. Don't ever come to a situation where you feel that they are bothering me. Amen. As though someone is troubling you. Are you listening to me? Because I tell you, no one likes to be served like that. No one likes to be served like that. No one likes to be served when the person feels like the service is a bother. No one. Even husbands. Husbands don't like even your wife to prepare some food for you and you see that it's such a bother to her. You will say, you know, yeah, stop. I'll just order Chinese or I'll eat pizza. You know, when you see that, that's not what you are going to say. Or even if you see your husband is making something for you, you are not feeling well. Now today this man is saying, I'm making some light soup for you. And then you see the way he's going about it, you know, throwing things in the kitchen, making. You say, brother, just stop. No one likes to be served when it appears to be a bother to you. Amen. But you make it your service to God as if it's a bother. As if it's a bother. Oh, why turn your video on? We are here. Just talk. Turn your video on. Now I have to go and do my makeup, do my hair, do this and dress up. Please, let's just go on. Okay, I will not come. Then you will not even see that I'm there. You see, so it feels like it's a bother. is a bother to you. It's a bother. If I don't come, no video, no audio. True or not true? Yeah. These days, too, I see that he goes through the list and he texts you. Hey, serving God to, is it by force? You see, that is a bother. That you're showing that is a bother. That you make that statement, serving God, is it by force? It means it's a bother. You feel like you are being forced. I hope somebody is listening to me. Psalm 100. Psalm 100. It says, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with misery. Serve the Lord with anger. Serve the Lord with compulsion, out of compulsion. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, not we ourselves. We are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. It says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You will never enter the courts of God with praise if you are feeling bothered to come. I'm telling you. So you come and the praises, it's not your heart. You're just dancing because you like the song and it's making you happy. I'm sharing a message with you. But the Bible says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generation. Hallelujah. Serve God with gladness. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. It says, and we know this. This is a fact. That all things work together for good. To them that. I thought somebody was going to finish that. To them that what? Love God. To them that love God. If you love God, everything works together for your good. If you love God. If you love God, you serve him with gladness. If you love God, everything works together for good. If you love God, people get laid off, you are included. But for you, it's working together for good. It is God's way of finding you a promotion, getting you a new job. It is God's way of bringing you. Listen, someone went to prison. Someone was put in a pit and taken out and then sold into slavery and then put in somebody's home, become a big chef. And then they went down to prison, deep, deep down into prison. And all of that, because this person loved God, it was working together for his good. It was working together for his good. When you love God, everything works together for your good. Everything. You may not understand it, and you don't need to understand, because he says his ways are not your ways. The way he works out things is not the way you work out things. Because if he doesn't make you lose this job, you will stay on this job. You will never leave. You will never leave. You will never leave. So this woman, that old lady that you are taking care of, had died. And then you feel that God has let you down. You know, God has let you down. If you watch, that woman didn't die, you would never have thought of school. And today God has promoted you. All things work together. All things. They work together for your good. All things. Hallelujah. So be a God lover and he will bless you. Be a God lover and everything will work together for your good. Say amen. Amen. Labor for a blessing by serving God. And then let me just give you, what time is it? Okay, let me just give you this short one and then we close. Labor for a blessing by supporting the preaching of the gospel. Labor for a blessing. You see, we are showing ourselves things that we can do to accumulate blessing. Things that we can do to accumulate blessing. So one of the things that you can do is to labor for a blessing by supporting the preaching of the gospel. You can gain more blessing if you support the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
You know, there's a scripture in Philippians 4 and verse 19. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. It says, all things, he said, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My God shall supply. How many of you have quoted this scripture before? And in your trouble, you have quoted this scripture. You know, and you, when you are in any serious situation, this scripture can come in mind. And many Christians quote this scripture. But this scripture is not for every Christian. This scripture is not for everyone. So people quote this scripture in error. People quote this scripture and it will not happen. He says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And it's not for you. It's for a specific group of people. Let's go back to verse 13. Verse 15. Go to verse 15. It says, now, are you listening? Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, this is Paul writing to the church in Philippi. He says, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. You see, he says, no church was supporting me in my travel ministry, you know, in my evangelistic ministry. No church was supporting me except you. He said, for even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. You sent, even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent, not just once, you sent again. Look, when we are raising funds for the gospel, for missionaries, for this and for that, don't feel, they have come again. They have come again. He says, they sent once and they sent again. Then they sent again. He says, for even in Thessalonica, he sent once and again unto my necessity. The next verse, he says, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that they may abound to your account. I desire fruit that I may abound to account. But I have all and abound, and I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. An odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. This was coming from the church. And because of that, it says, I have all and abound. I have all and abound. You know, sometimes when people see a pastor and he has all and abound and he's living in luxury, people complain. But it's in the Bible. So when you see Paul is sitting in a high-end restaurant and eating and is happy, he said, hey, they're enjoying it. And we are suffering. You see? He says, they supply, and I have all, and I abound. And it was a sacrifice with a certain odor, a sweet smell, a sacrifice which was acceptable, well-pleasing to God. And then the next verse, he says, because of that, because you supported me, you made me not lack anything when I was doing the work of God, preaching here, traveling here when I was in Thessalonica, supporting me, even sending, not once, and sending again. He says, that's reason my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So this blessing is for those who support the preaching of the gospel, those who support the work of God, those who support evangelistic work, those who support that the work of God will go on. When you are a supporter of this work, when you are a supporter of the preaching of the work of God, it says God will supply all your needs. All your needs. Not according to your boss's salary or boss's riches or the boss's how much he has and to give you, but according to his riches. That is how your supply comes. Hallelujah. Amen. That is how your supply comes. So this blessing is for people who support the gospel. So supporting the gospel is one of the ways to labor for a blessing. You will get blessing when you support the gospel of Jesus Christ. You will be blessed. God will supply all your needs. Hallelujah. Is somebody listening? Yes. So what is the blessing of those who support the gospel? The blessing is simply God supplying all your needs according to his riches. So why labor for a few thousand dollars when you can labor for such a blessing? Why? Why don't you make your mind to support the preaching of the gospel? That is why I feel that everyone here should be either a member of Ben MB or be a board member of Healing Jesus Campaign. Be a board member. Be a member of Ben MP to support the preaching of the gospel. We have a church that gives you this great opportunity to receive this blessing, that you can put some money into the preaching of the gospel. And the Bible says, God will be the supplier of your needs. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God will be the supplier of your need. It's a great way to receive a blessing. Hallelujah. Say, we all have many diverse, never-ending needs. How many of you have needs? Needs. You have something that you need. I have more. You have needs. We have never-ending needs. It is our needs that drive us to work. Isn't that so? Our needs that drive us to work. We will never stop needing things. We will need things as long as we live. But when you support the gospel, you can expect your needs to be taken care of the rest of your life. God will supply all your needs. He says, all your needs. You cannot do any work. Somebody is listening. I hope. I said, you cannot do any work. You cannot sit in any position. You cannot come to any stage in life where you can work to supply all your needs. You can. But God, he will supply all your needs according to his riches. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Clap your hands together for the Lord. This is all time. But allow us rise to your feet. I have a lot to share with you, but time is not on our side. Father, we are thankful and grateful. We thank you, Lord, for this great revelation to do that which will bring us blessings. I pray, Lord, anything in our lives that hinders us from doing any of these things that bring blessings, we pray, Lord, that you remove them from our lives. Whether it is laziness that makes us not serve you, Lord, remove them from our lives. Whether it is doubt that we do not have faith in you, Lord, heal our unbelief in the name of Jesus. Whether there is necessity and need that makes us unfaithful with our tithe, we pray, Lord, make way for us in the name of Jesus. Give us wisdom to live to serve you. Give us strength to serve you. We bless you. We glorify your name. We thank you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, fulfill your promises. Whatever you have promised us, He said, we shall serve you and you shall bless. Let your church experience your supernatural supply, your blessings. Answer every need, O God, for this is your promise. He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I pray for everyone that is here. I pray for divine supply, the heavenly supply, the favor of God to come upon you. Transform lives in 2024. Lord, may we see you like we have never seen you before. May we experience you like we have never done. In the name of Jesus. You are showing us more and more how to love you, how to serve you. We give you glory. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. You have not given your life to Christ. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. If that is your prayer, lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Just lift up your hand. Give me a wave like this. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to receive the salvation of Jesus Christ. If that's your prayer, lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Why don't you join me, all of you, and say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again on the third day. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash me with your blood. I receive you as my Lord, as my Master, as my Savior. From this day, I will serve you the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. I glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.